This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. The 18-year-old from Kenosha County wanted for a Racine stabbing last week remains in Nebraska. Joseph Nemec faces an attempted homicide charge. His father is expected to recover. There's an extradition hearing set for September 15th. An Illinois man has been found guilty in the death of Linda Fields in Racine 25 years ago. Lucas Asensio Alonso pleaded no contest to reckless homicide. He could face up to 15 years in prison during sentencing in mid-November. Seven people were arrested after fights and other disturbances at the state fair Sunday night. One officer was hit but not seriously hurt. Officials say there were no gunshots. People impacted by April flooding have until August 31st to apply for FEMA help or an SBA disaster loan. Those eligible in Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and other counties can apply online, by phone, or at a recovery center. FEMA says to apply even if an inspector has already visited. Racine County residents will soon get free regular admission to the Racine Art Museum. Ram Downtown reopens next Wednesday after roof work and other upgrades. The museum is also adding later Thursday and Sunday hours. And today is the last day for lifeguards at Zoo Beach. North Beach will have lifeguards through Sunday. Both beaches will stay open after that, but swimmers should use extra caution. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. The conflict with Iran continues to impact prices at the pump here in the U.S. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has the story.
Gas prices rose 4.4 cents over the last week, the average on Monday landing at $3.88 per gallon. This is 10.3 cents higher than a month ago and $1.06 per gallon higher than this time last year. The national average has risen 7.7 cents over the last week, averaging $4.02 on Monday. Gas Buddy officials say prices rose in more states than they fell due to the continued closure of the Strait of Hormuz and ongoing Ukrainian attacks on Russian oil refineries. These attacks are impacting refined product prices more than crude oil itself.
I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Officials at Gas Buddy say the seasonal transition to cheaper winter blend gasoline could bring some relief in the coming months. However, these geopolitical tensions could keep upward pressure on the market. Wisconsin's capital city is among the better places for pets to live. Finance website WalletHub recently ranked the 100 biggest cities in the U.S. based on nearly two dozen metrics and ranked them based on pet friendliness. That includes health and wellness and access to the outdoors. Madison ranked 47th in the country and received its highest praise in health and outdoor categories. Milwaukee was ranked much lower in the study, coming in 98th overall. Wisconsin drivers, students, and families are being asked to slow down and stay alert as schools get ready to reopen. The Wisconsin DOT and the Department of Public Instruction are marking School Transportation Safety Week with daily reminders about crossing guards, bus stops, school zones, and pedestrian safety. Officials say drivers must stop for school buses with red flashing lights and watch closely for children walking or biking. Madison City Attorney has determined that the Office of the Independent Police Monitor can't access records related to the police shooting death of Corey Ruiz. The city attorney said the records can't be accessed until the state's investigation is complete. Ruiz was shot and killed by Madison police officer Kyle Badinger Peterson during a struggle with police on July 22nd. City Attorney Michael Haas issued a formal legal opinion on August 15th addressing a subpoena the monitor's office sent to Madison police requesting records from the incident. Haas said state law gives priority to the outside investigation being conducted by the Department of Justice's Division of Criminal Investigations. A new poll shows Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley with an early lead in the Wisconsin governor's race. The Badger Battleground poll of 500, likely November voters, shows the Democrat with 48% of the vote, compared to Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany's 44%. The survey also showed Crowley being favored by independents and college grads and having a favorability rating of 43%. Tiffany's favorability rating was 38%. Wisconsin college students could see tuition stay flat for 2 years under a new proposal from the Universities of Wisconsin. The plan would freeze tuition from 2027 through 2029 if lawmakers provide $190 million for campus operating costs and to cover the cost of the freeze. Tuition increases would then be capped at inflation for the next 2 years. The DNR wants to grow Wisconsin's next generation of hunters by finding people willing to teach and landowners willing to help. Volunteers can lead lessons on topics like firearm safety, dog training, preparing venison, and cooking wild game. Interested instructors and landowners can contact the DNR Hunting and Shooting Sports Program Specialist for details. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back home taking on the Mariners. The crew missing players with injuries. Outfielder Sal Frelick still on rehab assignment. Cooper Pratt and Abner Uribe due back later this month. Manager Pat Murphy.
We're banged up as a team can be. That's just the way it is.
Jake Bowers.
Everybody here is a professional. Everybody here understands that you have to do what you have to do for the team. You know, it's nothing that any of us in the room haven't seen before or can't handle.
NFL, Keyshawn Nixon, apparently demoted for now, means more snaps for the Packers' top pick, Brandon Cisse, at defensive back.
You know, you trust your keys, trust your alignment, trust the things that, you know, your coaches are telling you to do, and you don't do anything out of the ordinary. You know, you do what you're supposed to do, and you read what you're supposed to read, and you try to go out there and make the plays that come to you, and that's just kind of how I approach it.
That's Brandon Cisse with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Our high in the upper 70s to near 80. Tonight, an isolated evening thunderstorm, then clearing late tonight, low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.